around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's the fastest 2 hours in travel, now moves into hour two. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, March 14th, 2026, week 313, Mary. That's can you imagine?
Amazing.
Well, that's the number, folks, of convening our national communal forum. That's how we're going to start. Last hour, you heard us say hello to two new affiliates joining our national network. They've pushed us to nearly 620 a.m. and FM stations now airing this program across the United States. And holding for us on the show hotline, we have three guests representing our other affiliates, at least three of them. And I can see Mary is ready to go. She wants to introduce them.
I am. Let's welcome Dave Onstead, station manager with our Sebring, Florida affiliates, AM 730 and FM 95.3 WWTK Radio. That's the Tampa DMA. With our Springfield, Missouri affiliates, we have general manager Mark Hill from AM 1340 and FM 92.3 KICK Radio. And connecting from Jackson, Mississippi, program director Will East returns today, and he brings with him 12 talk stations across the state that make up Super Talk Mississippi.
Nice to have you part of the program today, guys. Welcome.
Thank you.
I like that. Whoever's got the bird.
Somebody
I like that.
Has a bird
a spring.
Chirping.
I like it. Bring
Love
a little
it.
Spring to the table. That's great. All right, Dave, I'm going to start with you, and we're going to go to the city in the circle there, as you're known. So spring training baseball has had my attention since it started about a month ago. My Yankees look good, which keeps me relatively happy. Hopefully I'll feel the same way in October. And thanks to Italy, the U.S. team gets to play on in the World Baseball Classic. Last night they had a big win over Canada, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. You're in the central part of the state. Next week at this time, the 12 hours of Sebring is coming to your raceway. I want you to share what a big deal it is for the area, the endurance it takes, and all the action it involves. Dave? Well, Dave.
All
listen,
right.
Dave, I set you up well, and you're, I don't know, Mary.
Let's go back to Dave. I'm going to go to Mississippi, Will. So Robert and I did a really fun road trip from New Orleans to Alabama, and we drove along coastal Mississippi, which I'm quite sure delayed us, but I really wanted to see the shoreline. I couldn't believe how many distinct communities there are along the shoreline, from Gulfport, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula, Robert, we really enjoyed. And it's just beautiful. So whether it's the coastline or any of the other great Mississippi towns, what would you like our listeners around the country to know about your state that may be coming up this spring?
Well, we have a lot of events going on. This weekend, we actually have the Grandy Museum, Mississippi, the only museum outside of L.A. officially associated with the annual music awards. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's a great museum. And they're doing a concert with Dwight Yoakam. And then after that, they're doing another concert with the legendary Bobby Rush, a bluesman who, after the concert, will hop on a flight and go out to L.A. So he'll go from the Grammy Museum in Mississippi out to Los Angeles, where he'll be playing in a little-known awards event called the Oscars that you can watch this weekend.
Yeah.
And he's doing all that at the young age of 92. So, wow.
Oh, my goodness, you know, Will.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And throughout the spring, we have just every little Mississippi town has some sort of little event or celebration. We have festivals for Elvis, the king of rock and roll, B.B. King, the king of the blues, Jimmy Rogers, the father of country music. We have sweet potato festivals. We have a pickle festival. We have every little community has its own little festival.
Well, you've got it going on in Mississippi right there.
Yeah.
And certainly with
so many different flavors and personalities in that state.
His network covering.
Yeah.
All right, I know that we've been told that Dave is back, but I want to go right now to Mark in Springfield, Missouri. And that's the birthplace of Route 66. The Mother Road's 100 this year. I know we've talked about that a few times just last hour in the E Block. We were talking about food along Route 66. Rudy, you know, you may also know it's the headquarters of Bass Pro Shops. They've got that terrific museum and aquarium there. Where do you want to go with Mark today?
I saw that. Well, I know there's a big to-do in Springfield about Route 66. Talk to me a little about that, will you, Mark?
Yeah, well, they've got some really big things planned coming up. April the 30th was actually the date in 1926 that a couple of businessmen who had met in Springfield sent a telegram to Washington, D.C., suggesting the name Route 66. And that's how we got the designation of being the birthplace of the Mother Road. And on April 30th, they are going to have a centennial kickoff. John Goodman, the actor, is going to MC a concert with Little Big Town, Gretchen Wilson, Springfield's own Ozark Mountain Daredevil. And it's just going to be a big event. It's going to go through May 3rd. And it's the start of the celebration because, again, in August, we have the birthplace of 66
so Mark,
Festival.
Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mark, I'm sorry, your connection to us is breaking up a little bit, so we're going to let that fix itself. And, Dave, I'm going to come back to you real quick. Really, what I asked you was the 12 Hours of Sebring is coming to your raceway next weekend. Talk a little bit about it and the endurance it really takes to make it happen.
Well, I appreciate it. Sorry, for some reason, the terrors of cellular technology got in the way.
It happens.
Exactly. Road racing doesn't get the amount of press that NASCAR or IndyCar racing does, but we've been doing it here at Sebring International Raceway since 1951, and there have been the number of ticks going through the raceway gates of 180,000 people or more over the weekend that comes up. Runs a Wednesday through Friday run for the 12 Hours of Sebring. There's lead-on races, there's preparation races for the other classes, and then starting at 10 at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, four different classes of cars on the racetrack at the same time do an endurance challenge for 12 hours, and it is a camping festival extraordinaire. It's our biggest event of the year around here, and the whole racing world focuses on Sebring. We're proud of the thing. It's been a heritage festival around here for, well, as I said, since 1951, and we bring people in from literally all over the country for it. It's a who's who at the hotel right on the racetrack.
Do you think folks could still get tickets if they wanted to right now?
Oh, yeah, there's still space available. Campsites have been sold out with a waiting list for years on the list, but there are visual mounds where you can get up onto the bleachers and watch the track go on. It's a 3.71-mile circuit, 12 hours worth of endurance racing, four different classes of cars, and I will swear, once someone samples real road racing, they'll discover it's their favorite kind of motorsport.
All right, really quick question for all, and thank you very much on that. You know, we've been fully behind our men and women in uniform fighting for us over in Iran and the president's effort to knock out the terrorist regime that's there. What are you hearing on your local stations right now? I just need to know, you know, maybe 10-second answers. Support for what's going on or not? We're going to go Mark, Will, Dave. So, Mark?
Support. Definitely.
Will?
Absolute support.
Full support. Okay, good. Dave, what are you hearing there in Sebring?
Absolute support in Highlands County in Florida.
Yeah, well, listen, amen to that. Thank God for that. That's a good news. Thanks to all of you for joining us today. I'm sorry, Mark, we had a little issue with your connection, but we will make sure that we do this again at some point. And next weekend, folks, again, the 12 Hours of Sebring, and with all that's going on in Mississippi, go check that out as well. Guys, have a great weekend. Thanks for being part of our network. We couldn't do the show without you. All right, well, there we are, and the music's going to tell us, Mary. Again, the breaks just keep coming on this show.
Yeah, that
they really
flew.
Do.
A lot going on right there around the country.
It is the fastest 2 hours in travel. I say it all the time, so that's another example. Well, when we come back after the sponsors break, Kevin and Patrice McCabe join the show. The personal connection starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. Stop sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today. Do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship for free directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee. So go take the 2-minute sleep quiz and save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I bring you back from that quick break, before we move into the personal connection, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
With spring break happening and Easter travel, even Memorial Day, which is coming up, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even here domestically, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with TravelGuard.com/Carrie. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's smart travel, folks. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie. Or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right. Seasoned RVers Patrice and Kevin McCabe are joining us for today's personal connection as we discuss RV There Yet, their popular show, which airs on the Discovery Channel and is going into its fifth season this summer. Off to the show hotline we go again to connect with this traveling husband and wife.
Well, we're going to do just that, Mary. Hello, Patrice. Hello, Kevin. Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having us.
Great having you here this morning. Yeah, Patrice, you and your husband, Kevin, you ran your own successful production company for many years and produced a very popular fishing show out there. I know you've traveled around the U.S. going to boat shows and coastal destinations, but I want to talk about the big pivot to an RV travel show during the pandemic. How did that conversation start?
Well, it really happened when we were in a meeting with Discovery, with the network, and because of COVID, we couldn't travel and we couldn't produce the fishing show that we were producing for them at the time. And like the creative brain does, Kevin McCabe, who I married, he just threw out an idea of what about a travel series in an RV. We've been RVers since 2004 because of that fishing show, and they loved the idea. We left that meeting. The biggest challenge in that meeting was keeping my face straight because I had no idea what he was talking about. But when we left, I was like, what are you talking about? And who's hosting it? So here we are producing season 5. Yeah. And having a blast. So it's his idea.
Well, listen, and you jumped right on board. Congratulations to both of you. It's a great show, and I just love this business pivot. So, Kevin, since you and Patrice are in our personal connection segment today, it's one of our segments that we do where we discuss the transformative and inspirational aspects of travel. With that said, since you and Patrice are on the road driving all over the U.S., I'd love to hear what you enjoy most about what you do, since it was your idea, and give us an area of the country you think everyone should see once.
Well, I think the best part for us is we complement each other. So Patrice is really the star of the show. She's going to laugh at me because I always say that, but she is really a natural. I am kind of behind the scenes. I've been a producer for 35 years. Mm-hmm. So being on television for me is not real comfortable. So Patrice is really the natural. So we really get along and complement each other really well. My favorite location so far that we've been on is Montana, the Badlands of Montana. I'm from Florida, so anytime I can get in the mountains, get into what I consider a place that looked like Mars, dinosaur world. It was just really, really cool. The largest state park in Montana, on the eastern part of Montana. But I love, there's, I produce the show too. We do all the editing. So I just love all of it. And so that,
yeah,
for me,
awesome.
The production,
can
all of it is,
yeah,
really my favorite,
yeah,
part.
Yeah, I hear it in your voice. It's great. So Patrice, same question for you. What do you like about what you're doing now? And one spot in the U.S. you think everyone should see once?
Oh, I get to travel this amazing country for a living. Often we'll look at each other and we say, we get to do this. You know, we don't have to do this. We get to do this. So when we're at the top of a mountain, or, you know, we're kayaking down the Little Miami River in the middle of Cincinnati, you know, we look at each other a lot of times and go, we get to do this. Mm-hmm. So my favorite part, too, are the people we meet. But being Sicilian, it's definitely the food around the country that is my favorite. Mm-hmm. And being in an RV, we get to take a lot of it home with us. Mm. One of my favorite spots, though, is always going to be Nebraska. I grew up there. I didn't get to see it as a kid. We didn't vacation that way. But going to the state parks in the northeast and the northwest corner of Nebraska, they had to drag me out of there kicking and screaming. Well, it's beautiful.
I love hearing that. And by the way, Patrice, listen, you're right at home here with another Sicilian. And by the way, just coming up this week on Thursday the 19th, St. Joseph's Day. So an early happy St. Joseph's Day to you. Most people around the country.
Oh, thank
you, yes. Exactly. We know that's coming. So, Kevin, I want to go this direction with you. You know, as I listen to this conversation, first, I want to congratulate both you and Patrice on what you've built. I mean, it's outstanding.
Thank you.
Mary and I can identify in so many ways what you just said. I always say, listen, I mean, I'm the quarterback here on this program, but Mary is the secret sauce, and mm-hmm. there wouldn't be a show without her. And I just love, Patrice, what you said as well, that you get to travel. Mary and I say that all the time, the people we meet and the connections we make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mary and I know firsthand what it means to be married and build a successful media business together. It comes with a lot of sweat equity, obligations, discipline, agita, I'll throw in there, you know, right? Certainly, but a lot of satisfaction. I'd also say it's hard really to define what we do until you actually do it and other people get involved with it. So talk about the entrepreneurial side of what you and Patrice have built, and any advice for maybe some budding business owners out there tuned in today.
Well, I think it's all, like you said, sweat equity. I mean, it's so much. We live it every day. We wake up every day. I literally produce while I sleep. So I'm a true producer. I will say this about entrepreneurs that are doing this, is don't get burnt out. I see this social media world and everybody's just chasing this YouTube, and every week, kids, families, don't burn yourself out. It's very easy to wake up and know you have to film every day. What I love about this show is we produce 13 episodes a year, and that's just enough. And I'm totally happy with that schedule.
Patrice, since you and Kevin are living your life and running your business from an RV for the most part, any quick helpful tips on just even that, working together in a small space like that in a full, a lot of people are doing RVs and a lot of people are living in them these days and also working remotely. Any tips?
Yeah, the tips for me are get outside. And just in life anyway, even if you're not in an RV, get outside. Vitamin D from Mother Nature is a mood changer, an attitude adjuster. It's all of the things. Get some steps in, number one. Number two, I'm a communicator. You've got to, and you guys know this too, from working with your husband,
mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be able to communicate. Do not assume that that's what they meant or how they said it is what they meant. It's really about communicating. That's what the key to business is, and mm-hmm. any successful relationship is communication. And I feel like Kevin and I, and you two certainly, over the years, you've got it down.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I would say
to.
Today's
you're
society.
You're 100% right.
Listen, Mary and I communicate very effectively.
Yeah.
We obviously, you
and
two as well.
And if we have an issue, you got to address it right away.
It's the people that
exactly.
You have to work with. I mean, communicating is getting more and more challenging out there in the world. Even though we have more tools to do it, I think it goes back to, Kevin, what you said.
Yeah.
People are just either they're burned out or they're so scattered with how many different devices and forms of communication.
Yeah.
Having a clear vision. But I do want to go this direction. So you've got season 5. It's kicking off in July. So that's a few months from now, obviously. And, you know, I'm sure you don't want to go into too many details, and we totally respect that. So instead, I'm just going to ask you to give everyone a basic idea of what's coming.
Well, this season is all about America 250, the semi-quincentennial birthday of this country. We have honored that by painting our RV red, white, and blue. It is a beautiful piece of artwork that we're rolling down the road with. We started in Pennsylvania, where it all started. We go to see Elvis in Branson, Missouri. So there's a lot to look forward to here in season 5 on Discovery Channel.
Well, I love
that. Well, that whet our appetites. Yeah. That's great.
I mean, we have on this show red, invested so heavily in America 250 and our big Let's Go America tours that we do. And I love, so you're not going to miss finding you. Love the fact of the paint scheme.
Yep. And that's July 5th on the Discovery Channel, correct?
I just love the energy.
I really love hearing.
And I really do go back to, again, we love every time we get a chance to meet people who are like-minded and who've had success. Yep. And you're doing it as a married couple. I mean, it's a blessing for both of you. So congratulations once again. And thank you very much for joining us today. I'm going to just say, Traveling McCabe's, Mary. I mean, you know, they're doing it.
I really hope our paths cross, you guys. That was a fun conversation. Thank you.
Best of luck with season 5 and coming up on the Discovery Channel.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yep. Take care. All the best to you both.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, the Traveling McCabe's, Mary. Love that. What fun.
Yeah.
Website, folks. You can connect with Patrice and Kevin directly yourself. Love the website. RVThereYetTV.com. So go do that. And if you do connect with them, share a note with us. RMWorldTravel.com/contact. Right now, we're going to prepare for this bottom of the hour break. If we don't, Bobby's going to do it anyway for us. The museum gallery is still ahead this hour, but next, the right stuff comes your way.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by the team ready to help you at Sell My House Fast. With spring officially starting later this week, you may be looking to sell your home. Maybe you've got a second house somewhere that it's time to move on from. Perhaps you're relocating, or you inherited a home you don't want. Maybe you have a tenant you really don't want. Or you're going through a divorce and you're behind on taxes, whatever the issue. If you want to get cash out of your house now, this is an opportunity for you. For 25 years now, this team has successfully sold new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses at a fair price, and they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, so that means no added real estate commission. They'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, even any clean-out that's needed. They have so many Google 5-star reviews because their offers are fair and the process is transparent. Call Sell My House Fast today at 800-734-0504. That's 800-734-0504. I'll give it to you one more time. 800-734-0504. Well, who doesn't love a festival? Whether it's Coachella in Southern California or the Edinburgh Festival in Ireland. For my Right Stuff segment, I'm pleased to introduce a woman who really cares about festivals. So much that she's written a definitive guide to festivals titled Celebrate, the Greatest Festivals in the World. Our author for this Right Stuff segment is Victoria Philpott. She's a veteran of 62 different festivals in 22 different countries, and we reach her today at her home in England. Vicky, you know, some of us have jobs, but I do envy yours, and I want to talk to you in the course of our conversation about some specific festivals and the logistics of planning and attending them. First, tell me, do you know what the three largest festivals in the world are?
Hi, Rudy. Okay, so the biggest festivals in the world are Glastonbury in the UK, the Montreal Jazz Festival, and Taipusam in Kuala Lumpur.
And what is that? What is the one in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia?
So that's called Taipusam, and it's sort of about piercing. So a lot of people get piercings, but all over their body, not just the normal ones that you see every day.
It's a piercing festival, and it's one of the largest three in the world.
Yeah, lots of people go because they want to watch it all happen.
They want to watch other people getting piercings?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if there are a lot of people there, I presume there's other stuff like food and entertainment.
Yeah, there's lots going on. There's lots going on around that. I think a lot of these festivals now, so they'll have a main thing that's attracted people over time, but then they've built up this huge festival, so there'll be a lot of other entertainment on at the same time.
All right, let's talk about a festival first in the United States. I have heard of this one. I've not been to it. It's big every year, South by Southwest in Texas. Tell me about that festival.
Yeah. So I went to South by Southwest a few years ago, and it's a festival. It lasts about 2 weeks, and it's sort of where a lot of people go when they're just starting out. So it's a big showcase festival, as well as being a festival that attracts huge, huge headliners to come and talk about a range of things from the arts to social issues. So it's just a really varied and interesting festival to go to in Texas.
I get the impression there's also a lot of tech stuff. Is that a misperception on my part?
Yeah, so they have a few different areas there. So there's a whole film area, then there's music, but then there's also a large emphasis on tech, which I think just every year is just getting bigger and bigger.
And it's outside Austin or in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, in Austin, in a few different venues across the city. There's so much going on for South by Southwest. It's a really incredible festival to go to. But there's a whole track that's free, but then there's other events where you have to pay for your ticket, or sometimes you'll pay on top, but there's lots of different tracks that you can go to. So it is actually worth just going to Austin to be in the vibe if you don't want to buy the ticket to the festival. There's so much going on that week.
All right, this one I've always wondered about, and I'm sure you went there. It's Tomatina in Spain, and I suppose Tomatina means tomatoes. This is where everybody throws tomatoes at each other. What is that all about?
Yeah, so that's the world's largest food fight, and there's 20,000 plus people throwing over 100 tons of tomatoes at each other. They all come in on the trucks, and the trucks just open up at the back, and then everyone's grabbing the tomatoes and throwing them at each other. All the buildings around have to be protected. It's such a interesting and unique vibe. And then they've got this whole thing where there's a big greasy pole, and then men compete to climb it to get a big ham off the top. So there's that going on. That's sort of like the main area. And then everyone's having this tomato fight around. It's a crazy festival.
Is it a holiday? Are we honoring something special here? Is it just, as you say, the world's biggest food fight?
Yeah, I think it started as just tomato stalls, and they started fighting each other back in, I don't know when, but a long time ago. And then it's just got bigger and bigger every year. And yeah, now tens of thousands of people go and throw tomatoes at each other.
And it's not everywhere in Spain, right? It's just in one particular city.
No, it's in Bunol, which is near Valencia in Spain.
Right. And you have been there.
Yes. I went there a few years ago and threw a lot of tomatoes and got them all thrown at me and had to throw my clothes away because everything gets tomato-y.
You know, people run pictures of it every year, but I just look at it and wonder who these people are. Is it just a one-day thing?
Yeah, one day, but then they have parties and stuff afterwards. But I think I enjoyed it when I went, but I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to get those. It kind of hurts when you get a tomato thrown at your face.
I would think so, too. I know you have a 3-year-old son. I'm sure he'll grow up to just love it. We are talking to Victoria Philpott. She is the author of a new book called Celebrate, The Greatest Festivals in the World. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back after these commercials. I want to talk to her about a couple other festivals and then find out some of the logistics. I mean, do you have to plan ahead for all of them or that sort of thing? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are in our Right Stuff segment, and I hope you'll stick with us through the break.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%. Or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. You know, these days everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. What if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we have an answer. Doctors have created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy now at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. So let's get you started at TakeLean.com and use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com. Plus, you'll get free rush shipping. And as always, you can find a link to all our sponsors at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. We're in the middle of a conversation with Victoria Philpott for our Right Stuff segment. She's the author of a very informative and, by the way, very colorful guide to festivals around the world. It's called Celebrate the Greatest Festivals of the World. And before this segment is over, I'm going to give you her website that's loaded with all kinds of advice, including how to sneak alcohol into events. Vicky. Okay. all right. Let's take another one out of the country, and then we'll take one in the U.S. There's one in Malawi called Lake of Stars that I've never heard of.
Yeah, so this festival is held on the shore of Lake Malawi, and they get local artists, and they get international artists to come and perform, and it's a focus on music, this one. But there's such a good atmosphere there because it's quite a small festival, relatively, but it means a lot to the people that are there, and they have some great local artists. So that was a good one to go to a few years ago.
Well, this might be a good time to ask, at most festivals, do you have to plan ahead to buy tickets to most festivals?
Yeah, so these are kind of the big ones that we're naming now. So it's good to get your tickets in advance. So, for example, Glastonbury in England, you have to get your ticket about 9 months in advance, and that's after signing up to a pre-list where you have to give all your details. And then Coachella Festival, you have to sign up to that one about 4 months in advance. So, yeah, you have to be pretty prepared for these festivals.
I didn't know that. Let's talk about the one in Palm Springs called Coachella. That is almost all music, correct?
Yes.
And how long? It's at least a week, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so they do it over 2 weekends, and they just have the most incredible lineup. And then, so they have these huge artists, but then they'll also bring their other artist friends that aren't necessarily on the bill. So it's kind of all the artists trying to outdo each other as to who their celebrity friends are. So that always makes the news, that one. But that was a really good festival, big focus on music, and it's also about the fashion and the look. So it's an interesting festival to go to just for people watching, really.
I've been to the Edinburgh Festival. I don't recall. I thought I bought some tickets for it's a lot of artistic events, you know, in different theaters all around town in Edinburgh. I thought I had to buy some tickets. I could buy some tickets while I was there. Do I remember correctly, or has that changed?
You can buy tickets when you're there, but it's sort of the highlights will sell out, the headliners will sell out, but there's tickets to buy when you're there for the smaller shows, which can be the more interesting shows, and they'll be the ones perhaps in 2 or 3 years where they're having bigger shows or having TV shows or anything. So that's kind of the showcase aspect of these festivals, like South by Southwest. It's some people go for the challenge to find the new big thing.
Is a state fair in the United States considered a festival? I suppose it would be, right?
Yeah, so I think the festival term can be quite loose and applies to a lot of fairs and festivals around the world. But it's a festival.
All right, how do you sneak a little bottle of alcohol into a festival if they've got all kinds of guards and things you walk through that detect metal and glass and so on?
So many different ways. One of the best ways is just with confidence. Just walk through, and maybe it's just in your pocket or in your shoe or even in a loaf of bread. It depends on the festival and what they allow in. But there are sneaky ways, definitely.
I would presume having your booze in a plastic container would be better than a silver flask.
Yeah, so you could just put it in a plastic bag and then put it in your bra. A lot of people I know would do that just to sneak a bit in, because that won't be tested, it won't be checked.
And I also would gather that accommodations need to be booked. I mean, if you're traveling a distance to get there, accommodations would be good to book ahead if you're already having to book ahead for events.
Yeah, I think that depends on the festival. So some of them are just field festivals and you have to camp, like Glastonbury. But at Lake of Stars Festival in Malawi, we got a hotel well in advance because obviously all the prices go up.
Okay.
Near the event.
If you'd like to know a whole lot more about festivals and see some you might want to go to Vicky's website, which is VickyFlipFlopTravels.com. VickyFlipFlopTravels.com. Victoria Philpott is the author. Thank you, Vicky, so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been great.
All right. There you go. If you don't have fun in the next year, it's not because we didn't tell you about a lot of festivals. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I bring you back to the New York City area with us, we're about to delve into the latest museum gallery, and we're sponsored by our friends at Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, then we encourage you to go guided with Colette. Booking a tour with them means experiencing the joy, the wonder, and the exhilaration of the destination without the stress, worry, and all the anxiety that can sometimes come when you're coordinating complicated travel plans. Colette's regionally based design teams seek out the best restaurants, activities, and day trips, so all you have to do is enjoy them.
A leader in guided travel since 1918, Colette operates on all 7 continents, offering varieties to suit every type of traveler. From small group tours and river cruises to destination gems, every Colette adventure includes terrific accommodations, dining, and transportation, plus knowledgeable tour managers, must-sees, and built-in free time so you can do your own thing. Don't sweat the small stuff, folks. Let Colette do it for you at gocolette.com or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
St. Patrick's Day is this Tuesday, and there are festivities going on all over the country this weekend to celebrate, and we're doing our part here on the show as well as we say hello to Michael Clark, Executive Director of the Irish American Heritage Museum in Albany, New York.
Good morning, Michael. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. You know, one of our sons went to college in nearby Troy, and I will also add, I used to spend a lot of time in East Durham, New York when I was younger, and they certainly enjoy their Irish heritage pretty seriously there. So we've heard the Irish American Heritage Museum in Albany. It's the first of its kind to have exhibited at the famous National Library in Dublin. So that makes for an interesting starting point. It looks like an interesting museum. Give us a basic overview.
It is a relatively small museum, but it's a powerful place in that it really underscores the history of our heritage, our Irish heritage. I'm the product of Irish immigrants, and my assistant director, she is also, and that's the story that we're trying to tell. You know, what brought them here? And then it's also what they found when they arrived here, and then what they did with that. So it's a very forward-looking museum as well. Talking about the impact of the Irish heritage and Irish people.
Let's expand a little bit on that, on how important that is to you and your team to provide such a rich exploration of the Irish experience in America, and using your permanent collection as an example. Because I saw you even have a replica of a thatched cottage. It looks like an Irish cottage.
That's right. And you know, the tours, which my, assistant director and I, we personally give all the tours here. But we talk about that from the perspective of the immigrants' children, you know, and so you talk about the immigration experience, you know, why they left. It's a broad spectrum of reasons why they left. And we try to describe that visually as well as with content. And then we go into that cottage and we show, like, what they left. You know, like my mother, she left the County Donegal in Ireland. It was a small cottage. And then she came to a tenement down in Queens, New York. Mm-hmm. So you walk out the back door of the cottage and you walk into a replica of a tenement. And, we have exhibits in there that are representative of what the Irish immigrant would have brought to a tenement.
Very interesting. Building. And by the way, we've looked
That's
over some
moving.
Of the special exhibits. They really do seem to capture the essence of Irish culture. From the costumes of traditional Irish dancing, Irish cooking, you know, that have featured recipes for Irish soda bread, soups, even Patty's whiskey chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something I'm looking at here. I love. But I want you to talk about some of the special events that you have coming this spring, like some of the famous Irish writers.
Yes, we have the 28th of this month, in just a couple of weeks, a very talented writer and musician. He plays a cittern and the guitar, and he put the words of the famous Irish poet W.B. Yeats to music. And he and his 5-piece band are going to be coming here and actually doing a W.B. Yeats performance. And we have many, many performances here. We have concerts. This museum used to be the Albany Planetarium. So I have a wonderful 60-seat, it really is the most intimate and unique venue in Albany.
You know, and you have a musical background. You said you're from an Irish immigrant family, but you grew up with all of this music. So that must mean a lot to you that you can bring it in that frequently.
It's remarkable. And you know, we have folks here, or have had folks in the last 12 months who have come, who would fill out venues 10 times the size, but they've heard about the intimate, performance space. We've had Andy Irvine, who is from the bands, the legendary bands Planxty and Patrick Street.
Sure.
We have Kevin Burke from the Bothy Band. I mean, these are folks who changed the face of Irish music in like the 1960s and 1970s, who are choosing to come here and to perform for our community.
Well, Michael, when you think about it, listen, you can't think of Ireland. It's certainly one of the countries out there that music is so closely identified with it, for sure. So really appreciate you joining us today. I also want to let folks know. You even have a genealogist there for folks if they need help to trace their roots. So a place that we highly recommend that they go and experience. Nice connecting with you today. Our best to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you both, and thank you again for having me on board.
Thank you so much, Michael. Take care.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you, and I look forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, likewise.
Take care, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, well, the Irish American Heritage Museum, Albany, New York, folks. Website, irish-us.org, irish-us.org. You'll get all the information there. Well, that's it for today, everyone. A happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you who are Irish or who will be Irish on Tuesday. Also, I'll say happy St. Joseph's Day as well this upcoming Thursday, the 19th, to all my Sicilian kin that are listening out there. Until we're back next Saturday, March 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, a day after spring officially arrives. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.